Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Season's greetings, everyone. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 28, 1917, readers of the Barbados Agricultural Reporter were reminded of a proclamation from the governor prohibiting citizens from exporting sweet potatoes from Barbados. From the 1870s, during the Confederation Rebellion, Barbadian sweet potatoes, both grown on plantations and peasant farms, had been exported to British Guiana and Trinidad, using the medium of the inter-island schooner as the mode of transport. This sweet potato trade continued into the early 20th century, but was brought to a halt with the coming of the First World War. In addition to bombs and bullets, the warring powers adopted the tactic of starving the population of opponents to grind them into submission. Barbados was a key British colony in the war, supplying both men and money to assist the Empire's war effort against Germany and Austria-Hungary. However, the island placed great emphasis on the export of sugar and molasses, thereby importing much of its food needs. The governor recognized this vulnerability in the Barbadian economy and issued the proclamation banning the export of sweet potatoes. This was in keeping with the provisions of the Exportation of Foodstuffs Act of 1914. This meant that other ground provisions, such as cassava, both the sweet and poison variety, cannot be exported. Indeed, the situation was repeated during the Second World War when a cassava plant was established at Lancaster St. James to produce cassava flour in light of the unavailability of wheat flour from Canada. This order, to protect the island's food security, published in the Agricultural Reporter on this day in 1917, is a stark reminder of the importance of maintaining a vibrant agricultural sector with the capacity to supply much of the food needs of the country.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.